कामान सर्वान पार्थ मनोगतान। दिस वर्स ऑफ गीता फ्रॉम चैप्टर टू टॉक्स अबाउट द डेफिनेशन ऑफ योगी विथ स्टडी विजडम। प्रजहाति यथा काम भगवान टू हैज गिवन कंप्लीट ऑल द काम्स और द अटैचमेंट्स ऑल द अटैचमेंट्स मन मन में और नाम कुछ भगवान वो इज सेटिस्फाइड इन द सेल बाय द सेल मान्य नेवात्मान तुष्ट स्थित प्रज्ञस्त दोच्यते। सच योगी इज कॉल्ड The yogi of steady wisdom, who is satisfied in the self, by the self, and such a person remains unshaken. Situations come and situations go. He remains unshaken. Sometimes pain, sometimes pleasure, sometimes honor, sometimes insult, gain or loss, union or separation, all the pairs of opposite, cold or hot, pleasant, unpleasant, happiness or sorrow. They appear to him passing clouds. Situations come and situations go. And he remains unperturbed. Such a yogi is called yogi of steady wisdom, sthitaprajna yogi. He remains stable, situated in the self, remains contented in the self, by the self. External situations do not touch him. He remains steadily rooted in his inner awareness. Who has given up all the desires, all the attachments, all the clingings and yearnings, he remains stable. He remains in the stage of equipoise. And such a yogi is called yogi of steady wisdom. His mind is unflickering, lame. The winds of situation come. There is inner silence. There was a governor, and he used to remain extremely busy in his work. And once he arrived at a place where a great man was living, he met that man and said, "I don't get time to listen to big lectures, long lectures, or dissertations. I have no time to take out for spiritual life, for religion. What should I do?" The man said, "Just do one thing." The governor insisted, "Tell me something which is the essence of everything. Tell me something which is the crux of spiritual life. Just something small." And the master said, "Yes, the crux of spiritual life is just one word. If you remember this, you know everything. And what is that word?" And the word is silence. The governor asked, "And what is silence and how do you achieve it?" The master said, "We achieve it by meditation." The governor insisted to explain what is meditation. And the master said, "Meditation is silence. The crux of the religion is meditation. How do you achieve meditation? By silence. And how do you achieve silence? By meditation. And what is meditation? Meditation is silence. Our mind is constantly busy in the past or in future. Amrit Vela meditation is the time when you silence the past and future. And you come back to yourself. Who am I? What am I? What is my pristine, my original nature? And the moment you come to yourself, the moment the compass points towards yourself, the past and the future automatically vanish away. So the first hack today is auto-remembrance habit. Our problem is not ignorance. It is forgetfulness. We remember, we forget, we rise, we fall, and the cycle repeats. We keep on thinking and thinking and thinking. And that becomes a habit. We remain in autopilot mode throughout the day. A state of unconsciousness, a state of unawareness. And remembrance and yoga appear an uphill task. What to do to convert this remembrance into something which is natural, something that becomes a habit? First we create habit, and then habit creates us. First we form habit, and that habit forms us. We give birth to habit, and the habit gives birth to us later on. And the one of the best yukti, one of the best gimmick, is to attach remembrance to certain actions. Like when you walk, link walking with remembrance. When you eat, link remembrance with walking. When you eat, link remembrance with eating. When you take bath, linking remembrance with that action. Linking remembrance with places. You enter the department, link the door with remembrance. Link your seat with remembrance. When you write, link your writing with remembrance. Every action should be linked with remembrance. So it becomes joy. So it becomes happiness. So it becomes entertainment. So it becomes fun. It no more remains a tiring job. It no more remains a burden. Remembrance should become a game, a pleasurable activity, an excursion, a picnic. You link remembrance with places. You link remembrance with actions. You link remembrance with events. You link remembrance with positions. You link remembrance with emotions. So that remembrance becomes a natural phenomenon. Remembrance becomes something that happens automatically. It doesn't become an action. It becomes a habit. It is not event-based. It is not place-based. It is not time-based. It becomes habit-based. It is not that when I come to Madhuban, then I remember. It is not that when the event is there, a bhatti is there, then I remember. A particular time, a particular place, a particular function. It becomes an internal habit. And when a habit is formed, it works on its own accord. We don't have to do anything. So the first trick is auto remembrance habit. The second is gratitude shift. Our mind is filled with negativities and our mind is filled with complaints. We are complaint conscious all the time. So our mind is so expert in finding out faults, flaws, defects in things. A slight shift will change the perspective. If you feel a person is full of negativity, sit down and think of one virtue that person has got. Automatically, there would be shift in consciousness. A gratitude shift. Gratitude is just thinking and creating thankfulness. Even the negative that has come has taught me so many things. Every situation, every person, every event, every difficult task, every difficult person, every circumstance of my life has taught me something. I look at those things as teachers and I express my thankfulness. Though they were very bitter at that moment, but in the long run, they proved benediction, the greatest benediction of life. So I express my thankfulness, I express my gratitude for everything that has happened in my life till now. So it is a gratitude consciousness rather than complaint consciousness. The moment this happens, the burden drops. Emotional luggage disappears. The third is moment completion habit. We leave things incomplete, half done. We do something and leave it half done. So that creates a heaviness. So many unfinished tasks. Rather than venturing on something new, first make a list of all the things which we have left unfinished, undone. Finish them, complete them. And then embark on something new. Mind wants newness. Mind wants to chase something new all the time. But this chase sometimes become perilous. We do one thing, leave it halfway, go to another thing, leave it halfway, go to third thing, leave it halfway. This creates an unnecessary burden. First, focus on one thing, finish it fully, and then go to another task, then third task. I will do it later. This is the spiritual lullaby. A spiritual laziness. Such lackadaisical attitude will take us nowhere. So first thing is complete unfinished tasks. Next is instant mood reset. Many times we hear people say, I'm feeling low. I'm feeling depressed. I don't feel like to talk. I didn't feel like to do anything. I don't feel like to go exercise. Just feel like to go to bed and sleep. There are moments when we feel I don't want to talk with anyone. What is this? I am feeling low. It is not the feeling of that point, it is the pattern which has been created, which has resulted in this state of the mind. It is the pattern which has been created over a period of extended period of time. Low thoughts, low mood, a state of melancholia. In psychiatry, there is a word melancholy. It does not mean depression, but is an extended period of low mood. But the person is not inspired, motivated. Everything appears dull and drab. Everything appears... He loses interest in things. There is no zeal. There is no vivacity. As if he is dead from inside. As if the emotions are ironed. What is the method to come out of such a low state of affair? Change the posture. Sit straight and see what happens. Change the breath. Practice breath awareness, breath manipulations, breath exercises. Change the place. Move out in the nature and start walking, running. Start running. Running is one of the best exercise. Running is one of the most spiritual activity. When you run, a stage comes where you become bodiless. Start with 0.5 kilometer, 1 kilometer, 2K, 3K, 5K, 10K, 15K, 20K. And then see. Recently, a sister came to our OPD. She is about 40 years of age. She said, I run almost 21 kilometer per week and sometimes twice a week. She's a surrendered BK sister. She loves running and absolutely fit. So running is not just for fitness. It creates a new energy. You come in contact with nature. When you run, you are alone. A solo run. You listen to the chirping of the birds. You see the sun rising or setting. And it gives you something, some realization of deeper truths of life. When you run on the road or on the ground, there is nobody beside you, ahead of you, behind you. It gives you the realization that this is my solo journey. This is my solo marathon. And life is a marathon where you walk alone. All this companionships are but illusions. I feel he is mine and she is mine. And the illusion drops. This is all the conditioning. So, change the mood instantly by exercise, hit the gym. And you see so many other people doing exercise. And the mood changes. Take a paper and write a poetry. And the mood changes. Go in the nature and take a walk. And the mood changes. Do something gross. Go and help. Some gross sale. Spirituality is not about sitting in the ivory tower. It is to wear the apron and enter the kitchen. No compartmentalization. This is spiritual. This is material. This is laukik. This is alaukik. Now I am doing my work, laukik job. And now I am doing alaukik seva. Why this division? Let spirituality wear the apron and enter. Into different departments of life. This VK, non-VK, spiritual life, material life. Spiritualize everything which is material. Your walking should become meditation. Your eating should become meditation. Your drinking should become meditation. Your watching, seeing, everything. Your gym should become a meditation room. The roads should become the gateway to heaven. Spiritualize everything. And this is all in the mind. So instant mood reset. And the last is light mind visualization. This is not escape. You imagine your mind has become like a balloon. And it is moving up. It is flying up. Escalating. Rising. Soaring up and above. It is becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. Dropping clingings, attachments, yearnings, longings. All the stresses, all the tensions, all the fears, all the phobias, all the past regrets and all the repentances. Free from all the penitence. Free from all the doldrums. Happy. Blissful, joyful, dancing, rejoicing. Imagination that mind has become light and it is flying. Mind has become like a balloon. Mind has become like a leaf and flying up. Like wind. Like a bird, like an aeroplane, like a cloud. Imagine. And imagination becomes reality. So these are the five tricks. First, auto-remembrance. Linking remembrance with places, events, things. When you are writing, think you are writing your destiny. When you walk every step, you are earning multi-million fold income. Murli is the greatest income. Knowledge is the greatest running currency. Second is gratitude shift. If the mind is filled with complaints for something, think what that thought event has taught me. Everything becomes a teacher, a learning lesson. Gratitude fills the mind with power because gratitude is positivity. Complain drains the energy. Complaints create a subtle anger, an inner resistance. Gratitude is calm acceptance. I accept the things. I have no resistance. People shout. People become angry. People are upset. I remain in my own yogic bliss. That is Sthitaprajna Yogi. Movement completion habit. Complete movements. Complete unfinished tasks. Unfinished work, seva. People join so many courses and then they leave them. There is a desire to learn 100 things, but no patience. They keep on digging multiple holes in the ground. Fourth is instant mood reset. Most important thing is to diagnose my mood is low. I want to reset it. Reset, rewind, return back. Because this low mood is also temporary. Go out. And everything changes. If you are depressed, give a talk on how to feel happy. The last is light mind visualization. Visualization is a powerful technique. Visualize that you are flying. You are flying. Simple visualization. I am flying. Or on the gross level, go to the place which is at higher altitude. Some mountain. Go to the top of the mountain when you feel low. And from there, see, oh, with altitude, mood arises. Mood will soar. Mood will go up. So do something gross and come back.
तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह कहा रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।